A Middle Eastern country is continuing to target Christians for their faith. In fact, dozens of Christians were recently rounded up by the top security agencies in their nation. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll take a look at that story in just a moment. Plus, pressures are increasing in Asia, too. It's a call to action, and the details are coming your way. We'll start today in Iran, where a new report describes its continuing crackdown on Christians. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern tells us,
it was an unprecedented year in Iran in terms of the persecution of Christians. Iran is consistently one of the hardest places in the Middle East for Christians, but last year saw a significant rise, particularly towards the end of last year, in the arrests and detentions.
Iranian authorities were busy in November and December. Once, police arrested 114 Christians in just 7 days.
It's quite a scary time to be a Christian in Iran. A lot of them already will be worshipping in underground house churches because of the hostility of the state towards Christianity.
But according to this report, even the house churches aren't safe. Iran's version of the CIA closely monitors Christian activity, and it partners with the Revolutionary Guard to raid private homes.
I think the point of this report is partly to have a document which catalogues the situation, but also something that has gone to politicians and governments.
Now that you know, would you spread the word? And most importantly, pray.
Prayer that God would protect them, that he would sustain them and continue to grow his church there. Those prayers would be immensely valued.
We turn now to China, where it seems like recent news has been about the restriction of religious freedoms, especially for Christians. Mission Cry's executive director Jason Wolford tells us,
we read that Chinese government is saying no to the gospel. They're trying to close churches, and they are closing churches. They're trying to destroy any literature in some approved stores that were allowed to sell the Bible.
Mission Cry is working with a business partner in Hong Kong who can get a container in and get the materials distributed not only in Hong Kong, but also in areas where others can't go, like mainland China.
So I'm encouraged to know that just off this one shipment, there are 22,000 people who have access now to a free Bible, and those have already been distributed. And this year, we're focusing on sending two more seed containers there.
So what can you do? Be praying. This is spiritual warfare, but there's also this.
For those that are listening, you can take advantage of that by sending a used Bible or a Christian book to our ministry, but also helping financially and sponsoring that sea container that we can get in right now to this country when it appears as if it's getting ready to be closed more than it has in a long time. Be praying for protection over the ministry and then those that are distributing the Word of God for us.
And despite increased pressure on Christians, Bibles for China continues to bring God's Word to the rural church. But Bibles aren't the only thing needed. Wendell Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, explains that many Chinese pastors don't have training tools. In fact, many don't own commentaries or study Bibles at all. And recently, some of their Christian partners had this to say.
We need the Bible. It's very important. But along with that, we don't have any way of providing any information or any spiritual helps or commentaries or study Bibles, and that's very important to us. And so we brought that back and we processed that through last year, and this year we're looking at ways that we can not only provide the Bibles, but that we could provide study Bibles for the pastors and commentaries for the pastor teams.
The future is uncertain in China, but Bibles for China wants to help distribute resources legally as much and for as long as they possibly can. Rovenstein asks that people pray about how they can personally get involved. A Bible through Bibles for China costs just $5. We've got the links at missionnews.org. And pray that God would give Bibles for China wisdom as they work in an increasingly hostile place. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.